There are plenty of interesting stories to be found in the history of the U.S. presidency. And if you take a look at the vice presidents, well, you could probably multiply that by about 100. We go just off the Oval Office on this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Daniel Johns is the executive director of the Dan Quayle Vice Presidential Center, and he can tell you volume about all those who have filled that office, including a man named Rufus King.
He is the only vice president to actually take the oath of office while in a different country, and that is because he was in Cuba when he got elected. The reason he was down there is he was suffering from tuberculosis.
But when he sailed back to Mobile, Alabama, and traveled to his plantation home, he soon died, leaving the office vacant for the remaining 3.5 years of Franklin Pierce's term. King served the shortest term as a U.S. vice president. Another interesting and controversial vice president was the first man to serve with Thomas Jefferson.
Aaron Burr is probably best known for his disagreement with the guy on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. One day they decided they'd end this disagreement with a duel. Now, of course, at the time they're in New York. Dueling in New York is illegal. So what they do is go next door to New Jersey, where anything is legal.
What took place was something that should have never resulted in death.
Dueling in those days is you pace it off, you turn, and you fire into the air. You walk back to the other person, you shake your finger in their face, and say, don't do it again. Then you shake hands and both go home. Well, in this particular duel, Hamilton paces it off, he turns, he fires in the air. Burr paces it off, he turns, he fires, oops, ooh, he shot Alexander Hamilton, and Hamilton died.
So in this case, the sitting vice president just shot a well-known leader in the U.S. government. John says the vice presidency has always been an office that has brought mixed feelings from those who held it. The museum is the only place in the country devoted to telling the story of all those who held the office that placed them next in line to become president of the United States. Traveling the countryside in Huntington, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.